This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking about the Facebook coin thing that's now called Diem, but it was previously known as Libra. And actually, we haven't talked about this probably in, like, most of a year. I feel like it's been a while.
There hasn't been a lot to say about it.
No. I didn't even know there was any motion on it at all until all of a sudden it splashed back into the news because some U.S. senators have co-written a letter, a scathing, shaming letter to Mark Zuckerberg. Now, look, I want to make it clear, I'm no fan of Facebook. I quit Facebook I think it was New Year's Eve of 2018, so ending 2017, going into 2018. I shut down my account there on Facebook as much as they would let you. They don't even let you delete the account, or at least back then they didn't. You have to deactivate the account because they want you to come back. But and I walked away from it. I'm glad I did. You know, I immediately had more free time to do more productive things. I'm not a huge fan of the product that they have, and I want to encourage people to get away from Facebook. But if they can actually contribute to the destruction of the U.S. financial system through creating a dollar-based stable coin, which there's already billions of dollars worth of stable coins in existence today, if I were to go to Coin Market Cap and just look at the top coins out there, Tether, which is the number one U.S. dollar-based, quote, U.S. dollar-based stablecoin. Some people don't believe Tether has the reserves to actually back there.
Really?
That's a big thing with Tether, yeah. 69 billion Tethers exist, supposedly backed by 69 billion U.S. dollars. And you go down the list a little bit to USDC coin, or USD coin, which is Coinbase's dollar-based stablecoin. There's 32 billion of those. And you can just keep going down the list. You had to Binance dollars to it, which is the number one exchange in the world. 13 billion Binance dollars. So there's now, I believe, over $100 billion worth of stable coins in existence.
Oh, at least.
Now, I don't know how many, Facebook is planning on minting into existence.
Depends on how much money they have.
Yeah, that's true. So, but that's what they're talking about here. These senators have written a scathing, shaming letter to Mark Zuckerberg to basically try to convince him to stop at this point.
They haven't really provided any reason yet, any law that he's breaking.
No. No,
they just said, we don't want you to do this.
Yeah, and the weird thing is the media in both Cointelegraph and CoinDesk, which are two of the major cryptocurrency media sources, they're both reporting on this as though they've been ordered to stop. And this isn't an order. This is just a letter.
The Senate doesn't have the authority to tell people they can't do something. They can pass a law that says they can't.
Which they have not done.
But individual senators can't just say, no, you can't do that.
So let me go on here with what they're saying. So, Arya, they're saying here that it is a threat to the financial landscape. They say that they're considering how to address these risks to the U.S. financial system and the risks that stablecoins pose to financial stability. And they want to clarify regulation and supervision of these products. As Federal Reserve Chair Powell said of stablecoins at a July 2021 Senate banking hearing, quote, they're like money funds, they're like bank deposits, and they're growing incredibly fast, but without appropriate regulation, he said. Acting comptroller of the currency...
Because of the lack of regulation is why they're growing.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Yep. And the good news is regulation comes real slow.
It does.
And government moves real slow. And by the time the government has figured out how to regulate stable coins, there will be decentralized stable coins that will not be subject to the regulation. In fact, these already exist. One of them is called DAI, spelled D-A-I, and another one is called UST on the Terra system, which they're both very interesting. I can't begin to explain to you how they work. It's one of those things where you got to like watch an introductory video, and it'll kind of give you a basic overview of how these things work. But there is no central store of dollars with either of those two.
So there's nothing the government can do about it.
That's right. There's no bank account they can go raid. And there's, where the corporation's located, I suspect if they're smart, they didn't put it in the United States. So they're going to have a real problem dealing with sort of decentralized finance versions of stablecoins, which are the next step. Which one of them will end up being, and I think there's more than those two. I just don't
know
what they are. There's different approaches to doing this out there. But anyway, so she goes on, or they go on, they say, the acting comptroller of the currency, Hsu, I guess that's the person's last name, recently likened stablecoins to the wholesale funding markets whose collapse precipitated the 2008 financial crisis. Quote, in terms of known knowns, a run on a large stablecoin could be highly destabilizing.
Huh? Not if they have the money to back their stable coin.
It's just so clear that they have no clue how these things work.
Well, I think Aria is onto something. If they are lying, if the stablecoin maker is BSing and saying that they have $60 billion, dollars in a vault, but they've only got $20 billion, and then somebody calls in an order on $30 billion of them and says, I want my dollars, and then they can't provide it.
That's the only way a run on these things could happen.
That would be a problem, but it would only be a problem for that one guy or whoever the people are that are trying to make the claim on those coins and the corporation. The rest of us will not be affected by that. If you don't have those stable coins, if you're not holding those stable coins...
Well, I think it would destroy the value of your stable coin.
It would destroy that stable coin.
Yeah.
But if you don't hold that stable coin, you will not be affected by this.
Correct.
So, going on, Mr. Marcus has cited Facebook's success in securing, quote, licenses or approvals for Novi, which is their wallet, in nearly every state, and concluded that Novi is ready to come to market. To be clear, your ability to secure state-issued money transmitter licenses is not equivalent to obtaining the blessing of all U.S. regulators, as you said in your testimony 2 years ago. In addition to the risks...
So, Facebook got a license to do this in all 50 states.
Most of them.
Okay. And the U.S. government, the senators, are like, we don't care that these states have authorized you to do this. We're more powerful. We're more important, us five people.
That's actually what they believe, yeah. They believe the U.S. government is more important than all the states and that federal law...
But not just the U.S. government, them personally. These five individuals think that despite these... some number of states saying, okay, yeah, that's fine, that these five individuals, these five normal people, have the authority to say, no, you can't do that.
That's what they want Zuckerberg to believe, at least. Whether he will actually take this seriously, I hope he doesn't, but... Two more paragraphs. In addition to the risks, products like Diem pose to financial stability. You have not offered a satisfactory explanation for how Diem will prevent illicit financial flows and other criminal activity.
Neither have they with the USD.
Oh, that's absolutely true. I mean, cash is completely untraceable.
And it's used in plenty of illicit activity.
Sure.
Why does Facebook have to solve a problem that they can't?
Well, but remember, this is all about how they're perfect and Facebook is the problem. So you have to ignore all of the bad things that the federal government does.
I have a hard time doing that.
And pretend like these people are angels. And that's the way they are acting. And it's ridiculous. But here's the thing. We had pointed out that the DM, or whatever they're going to call it, the Facebook coin, is going to bypass the banks. And that's ultimately, I think one of you were saying it off the air, that's what they're doing here. Like, the banks wrote this letter.
Yeah.
Right? Was that you that
yeah.
was saying that? So, the banks are the ones who are threatened by this.
Sure.
Because right now, when you send somebody money over the little Facebook money symbol thing on their Facebook Messenger service, you're going through the banking system because you have to put in a credit or a debit card number, and that means that every transaction that you make is actually an ACH transfer, which stands for Automated Clearinghouse, and that is run by
the bank.
The Federal Reserve. The bankers are the members of the Federal Reserve System. The Federal Reserve is the ACH and wire transfer system. So whenever you send a wire transfer to somebody, or whenever you send a Facebook money or some other form of, you know, money transfer between bank accounts, that's going through the Federal Reserve. That's why it doesn't work on the weekends. That's why it doesn't work on, you know, overnights. You have to wait. That's why ACH takes 2 to 3 days, business days, to fully clear into your account. Yeah, it may show the transaction as, oh, look,
pending.
So-and-so's sending you this money, but it ain't actually there yet. Because you're counting on the centralized government. Facebook will bypass that with this new system, and that's one of the things they're really mad about.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
live. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on this Facebook coin, or the Diem, as they're calling it. Although it sounds like they're just sort of like in an introductory testing phase. Right now, apparently the plan is that they're going to allow users, and I don't know if they're going to just open this up to all their users at once, or if it'll just be, you know, a select group of users. I don't know what their plan is exactly, but they're apparently close to starting this thing to get the what's called the Paxos dollar. And this is one of the various different stable coins out there on the market. In fact, I thought I heard Paxos was renaming it. Did you hear anything about that?
I'm not very up to date on what's happening in crypto circles.
Yeah, I think they might have renamed it already, because I'm just looking here at the list of cryptos and it's not searching for PAX doesn't bring it up. But anyway, they're going to let people get the stable coin and then presumably send it to one another.
Oh, and, the horror.
Yeah. And the senators are acting as though this is a huge threat to the financial system, and that it'll, oh, we've got to be concerned about illicit financial flows and other criminal activity. They say you haven't offered a satisfactory explanation. This is a letter from five senators written to Mark Zuckerberg. As though Facebook isn't working with law enforcement on a daily basis and turning over all kinds of data to government law enforcement whenever they ask for it. I mean, that's ridiculous. Of course they are. Their WhatsApp or whatever, their little messaging system, they have all the logs to the Facebook Messenger.
Absolutely.
If law enforcement wants to ask Facebook to get all your entire messaging history, they can do that, and Facebook, you know, is going to turn it over. So what makes them think Facebook wouldn't cooperate with handing over your financial history as well? That's all going to be public.
There's also the reality that if someone is using one of these, if they're using Paxos coin, whatever it's called now, to engage in some sort of illicit activity, they're not going to use the Facebook wallet for Paxos in order to do that. That would be stupid. And, I mean, there are a lot of stupid criminals out there, but you would almost have to go out of your way to use the Facebook wallet in those cases.
Okay, they rebranded it to USDP. So it used to be called PAX, P-A-X. Now it's USDP. So that explains why I couldn't find it with Paxos here. But let me go back to the last bit of their message to Mr. Zuckerberg. The Intergovernmental Financial Action Task Force warned in a report to the G20 finance ministers that stablecoins, quote, propensity for mass adoption, meaning they think people are going to be interested in stablecoins, makes them more vulnerable to be used by criminals and terrorists to launder their proceeds of crime and finance their terrorist activities, unquote.
Isn't that the entire reason the current banking system exists? So that the United States government can launder money and fund terrorist activities? And isn't that like the one thing they are actually surprisingly good at? They shouldn't be doing it, but they're good at it.
And people who've studied the, you know, like criminal people out there and what they are using find that they're using cash. They're not using Bitcoin or stable coins or whatever. And
because they're all traceable, and most stable coin transactions are actually reversible as well.
That's a great point. So, yeah, if they're using, and as you say, most of them, I think some of the decentralized are not reversible, but USDT certainly is, USDC certainly is, I guarantee you Paxos is as well, which means that when law enforcement goes to Facebook and says, we're going to need to see the records of Mr. X here, and you're going to show us what all transactions he or she did, and then they say, well, we believe this transaction was money laundering, and we're going to need you to reverse that transaction, they'll be able to do it.
It, no serious person engaging in illicit activity is going to use this. Certainly not the terrorists that the U.S. government has spent the last several decades creating.
Absolutely not. And it's just clear that this whole letter is just them grasping at straws and trying to find excuses to put a stop to this project. And they're just, they really have no ground to be even demanding any of this from Facebook or Mark Zuckerberg.
Which is why they're just, they don't have any grounds, right? Like, that's why the whole point of the letter is, we have no legal basis to stop you from doing this, but we want you to stop. Because don't you want us to be your friends? Don't you want us to like you, Mark?
Aren't they, like, trying to force them to change the Facebook algorithm or something like that?
There's been talk about that. There's not like, you know, I don't know how.
I don't see any reason why Facebook should cooperate with these people at this point.
Well, that is true. Facebook did beg to be regulated. You're right about that. That was another story we talked about recently where Facebook, with this, there was like this Facebook leaker, this was quote whistleblower who came out and said, oh, Facebook's so bad with their algorithm and the algorithm should, you know, not promote certain controversial things and it should only be, you know, showing you the posts from your friends and not the most active ones or whatever, right? Like they had recommendations and Facebook said, well, we don't agree with this whistleblower on all the things she says, but we do agree that it's time for regulations. So Facebook wants to write the regulations,
of course,
for the internet. So look, I don't want to make it sound like Facebook's a, you know, a good company or anything like that, but in this case, the government's worse. So going on here. So they're talking about, again, the terrorism. All they always trot this stuff out when it comes to crypto and stablecoins. It's terrorism.
Even though the Department of Justice has routinely said, hey, that's not the case. Most of the cryptocurrency transactions are actually completely above the board.
The President's Working Group on Financial Markets said in December 2020 that stablecoins, quote, are likely to attract illicit actors and without appropriate mitigation measures allow evasion of key public policy objectives, unquote.
But that's fundamentally not true. It's not going to attract illicit, whatever the terminology,
actors,
mm-hmm. because the transactions, again, can be reversed.
Yeah. Unfortunately, they say finally, and Facebook's decision to pursue a digital currency and payments network is just one more example of the company moving fast and breaking things, and in too many cases, misleading Congress in order to do so. Time and again, Facebook has made conscious business decisions to continue with actions that have harmed its users and the broader society. Facebook cannot be trusted to manage a payment system or digital currency when its existing ability to manage risks and keep consumers safe has proven wholly insufficient. We urge you to immediately discontinue your Novi pilot and to commit that you will not bring Diem to market. Signed by five different senators.
I mean, all of those allegations they throw at Facebook are equally applicable to the government.
I actually trust Facebook more to keep whoever financially safe that wants to use this than I would trust the government or banks.
But you see, Nikki, they're not a bank. So therefore, they can't be trusted like a bank. The banks have gone through so much regulation.
I've never seen any reason in my entire life to trust banks.
The banks are regulated. Don't you see there's the Bank Secrecy Act?
They're regulated by a government that I've also never seen any reason to trust.
There's the Patriot Act. These things are helping keep people safe and stop terrorism. If it weren't
Bitcoin is doing more to stop terrorism than anything the U.S. government has done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bitcoin, so, not bombs.
Yeah. Anyway, there you go. That, I just thought that was an interesting letter from these senators. Just these people are so full of themselves, they really do believe that what they say goes, even though there's no laws that Facebook is breaking here.
No, and they're not going to get any law passed to prevent Facebook from doing this because...
Before they get it done, yeah, that's for sure. So they're literally begging. This isn't an order. This is begging. They're begging Mark Zuckerberg to not bring this product to market.
Bring it forward anyway, dude.
I hope he does. I really hope he does.
Because they think it could destroy the U.S. financial system. And you know what? I wish him the best.
I don't think it's likely, but I will say that I could see its possibility.
603-283-6160. Let's talk about some corporations, shockingly, going against the government. Southwest Airlines and In-N-Out Burger, we got the deep.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The FBI is not saying if the human remains found today belong to Brian Laundrie.
Our evidence response team is on scene using all available forensic resources to process the area. It's likely the team will be on scene for several days.
Special agent in charge Michael McPherson saying the partial remains were found at the Florida Nature Park where police were hunting for Laundrie. Earlier today, the lawyer for Laundrie's family said articles belonging to Gabby Petito's fiance were found in the park. Republicans are pumping the brakes on a Democratic voting rights bill. A vote to formally open debate on the bill failed to cross the 60-vote threshold with no Republican support. President Biden spending part of his Wednesday in his hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, pushing his Build Back Better agenda. This is USA Radio News. Wall Street giving the thumbs up to Wednesday. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 152 points to close at 35,609. The S&P growing by 16 points. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ did fall by 7 points to 15,121. Many Democrats are concerned regarding President Biden's pick to be the top cop of the banking industry.
President Biden's pick to run one of Washington's most important banking industry regulators might not have enough support for confirmation in the Senate. Senate Democrats are split over whether to support Dr. Saul Omarova, Biden's choice to lead the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California's drought emergency now covers the entire state. Governor Gavin Newsom making the announcement Tuesday as California suffers its second driest year in history. The emergency proclamation requires local water suppliers to have contingency plans ready. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here. We got a little bit of good news coming up with walkouts happening at hospitals. Ari is going to share that story with us, plus the walkouts at Southwest Airlines appear to have been successful. In-N-Out Burger going up against the San Francisco government and their vaccine mandates. There's a lot of interesting news to share here tonight. Of course, your thoughts and calls are welcome. The number is 603-283-6160.
I'm not sure to what extent Southwest. I'm really interested in this story because the last I heard about it, they weren't like canceling the mandate or any of that. They were just delaying the deadline at which they were going to put workers on unpaid leave.
Yeah, that's what I heard as well.
So I don't think they really backed down on anything. They just said, we're going to delay this for a little bit.
All right. Well, a delay is better than, you know, nothing. It's definitely
true.
It's definitely a step in the right direction. I've got the story here from CNBC. Of course, your calls and thoughts are also welcome to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. Story here is that Southwest Airlines has scrapped a plan to put unvaccinated employees who've applied for but haven't received a religious or medical exemption on unpaid leave as of a federal deadline in December. Southwest Airlines and American Airlines are among carriers that are federal contractors and subject to a Biden administration requirement that their employees are vaccinated against COVID-19 by December 8th, unless they are exempt for medical or religious reasons.
Yeah, but aren't there union agreements in place that prevent airlines from just changing the terms of the employment?
There are, and that is one of the things that I think we pointed out on a recent episode, that at the pilots union, the Southwest Airlines pilots union, they're making the stand on this thing and saying, hey, you can't just change our contract like this.
Yeah, that's one of the strong points of being in a union.
Yeah, there's a certain time where the contract comes up for negotiation, and if you want to try to renegotiate the terms at that time, then you could try that, and then maybe we'll agree to it, and maybe we won't.
So what can the union do if Southwest...
Strike.
They can't sue or anything like that.
But remember, the thing that happened here, presumably they can sue as well. I mean, if there's a violation of a contract, then yeah, that would be a tort, right?
Yeah.
But what they were saying the other week was the union, when the Southwest was canceling like 25% of its flights last week, the official statement from the union was, well, there's no strike going on. This isn't a union thing. Hey, we're not doing anything here. It's not our thing. So what was happening there supposedly was the Southwest Airlines pilots, some of them, who had sick time, were using their sick time together.
So I would use my sick time as well if I thought my employer was about to fire me.
Smart thing to do.
So that was sort of what supposedly was actually going on, and then Southwest was trying to cover for it by saying it was weather-related. And now we have this move by Southwest where they're backing off a little bit. Now, apparently the rules for federal contractors are stricter than those expected from the Biden administration for large companies, which I think, Aria, you said, and we reported on recently, wasn't even a real order from Biden. It was just a press release, apparently.
Although I have a story about the mandate, but it still hasn't been finalized yet.
Right.
There is no mandate.
On it. Yeah, they're still working on it. So it was just an announcement of a thing that they're planning on doing. But yet these companies are just hopping to, and they're like, all right, let's fire everybody who's not unvaccinated.
Even though we already have a staff shortage.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. It's just bringing the economy to a halt.
It seems like that's what they want to do.
Yeah.
I think I asked yesterday, if they were trying to bring the economy down, what would they be doing differently?
Yeah.
Great question. If you want to answer it, 603-283-6160. Executives at both American and Southwest have in recent days tried to reassure employees about job security under the mandate, urging them to apply for exemptions if they can't get vaccinated for a medical reason or for a sincerely held religious belief. The airline, although we've heard from people...
Who gets to determine whether or not a religious belief is sincere?
That's a great question, because we've heard from people who've called this show saying they got fired after they tried this stuff. They tried to go for a religious exemption or whatever, and they were just like, nope, you're fired.
Yeah, but it's the religious person who says this is a sincerely held religious belief,
right.
And you don't get to say, I don't believe you. I mean, you can choose not to believe them, but it's screwed up to say, no, I don't believe you, you're fired.
And it's hard to write up these exemption forms. I mean,
in
some cases, I've seen one of the ones that my coworker wrote, and I'm like, she actually had her uncle, who was a lawyer, write it up.
Wow.
So it's
like really complex is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's either that or you risk them not accepting it. I mean, it has to
You still risk them not accepting it.
Exactly.
Even with an attorney. Do you know if she's been approved or rejected?
Not
or
yet, but we'll find out.
Yeah, let us know.
I have medical and religious exemptions.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
And they accepted it?
I'm not getting the vaccine.
And they haven't fired me.
I mean, there's no one who can make me do it. They're not going to fire me.
Yeah.
So... That's just one of the benefits of being in one of these places with no staff.
Yeah, I heard you. I think you said off the air or whatever, or maybe it was on the air, that your boss will just basically ignore it and pretend like you are.
Yeah.
The airlines are expected to face more questions about the mandate when they report quarterly results Thursday morning. Pilots' labor unions have sought to block the mandates or sought alternatives such as regular testing, which I'm not okay with that either. Like, I don't want to have one of those things shoved up my nose every week just to keep a damn job. Not interested in that.
I've never had a COVID test, and I don't want one.
Hell
That's
no.
not pleasant.
It doesn't seem like it would be. I mean, and if the virus is really that, you know, contagious, why do they have to do all of that to see whether or not you have it?
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Wouldn't like a mouth swab be sufficient?
That's a great point.
Otherwise, me talking to people without a mask won't transmit COVID-19, right? I see no reason that a simple cotton swab on your cheek wouldn't be enough to detect the virus if it actually exists in your mouth. And if it doesn't, why are we wearing masks?
Yeah, then how would it be so contagious? And I think, I forget if I covered it on this show, but there's weird chemicals that the Q-tips that they use to do the COVID swabs are sterilized with.
Mm-hmm.
In it,
EO, right?
Yeah, yeah, and it's like,
what's it stand for?
Carcinogenic and all something oxide.
Mm, I'll look it up.
But yeah, it's not something you want being stuck up your nose repeatedly every three days.
It's ethylene oxide.
Yeah,
sterilization, and it is. If I recall correctly, it's particularly carcinogenic if it is, like, taken in through...
Inhaled, yeah.
Your nostrils, yeah. Which is exactly where they stick it.
Mm-hmm.
Brilliant!
So if you just wipe
this
it on your skin,
this is why I don't trust the medical industry, because yeah. They do stuff like that.
And then I looked more into it, and I don't know if it was, like, the CDC or one of those organizations. They were like, yeah, it says all this stuff, but... Don't worry about it. It's
safe.
Fine. It's
oh,
totally
yeah.
safe. Oh, it might give you cancer, but, like, totally don't worry about
it. Oh, no. The official line is, no, it won't give you cancer because the fact checkers have looked into this, and they say that the companies that are sterilizing with EO, they make sure it's all gone by the time it goes up your nose. I mean, it is the one place that you can actually get the carcinogenic effect from, but, you know, you should trust these medical manufacturers.
And another thing that was a little suspicious, so... A nasopharyngeal swab isn't an uncommon thing to use to test for certain diseases, except for some reason we were getting shipped in special COVID ones. So they're allegedly the same exact ones, but we were supposed to use these special COVID nasopharyngeal swabs.
Why?
Instead of just the regular ones. I have no clue.
They go into a machine, I presume, right? To test?
Yeah, but the packaging appeared to be the same, but this is when I worked at the nursing home. They sent in, like, us a whole new package of them, and that was what we were supposed to use instead of the regular ones.
That seems really fishy.
It was weird.
Everything about the last 18 months has seemed kind of fishy,
yeah.
To be fair.
And it's like the stuff, like, nobody questions it. Everyone's like, nope, we just got to use the COVID swabs instead of the regular ones. Like, are you going to ask why, though?
Probably
like,
not.
I seem to be the only person that was like, this doesn't seem right. Everyone else was like, oh,
yeah, that's
whatever.
That's what they said. We'll do it. The boss said we got to do this.
It would be interesting if someone just used the regular ones anyway to compare their COVID positive rates to someone who used the special COVID ones. But, of course, that's not going to happen.
Well, the Southwest Airlines folks say that if employees' requests for exemption haven't been approved by December 8th, they are allowed to continue to work while following mask and distancing guidelines. So, yeah, I guess you guys are right. This isn't a full-on retraction by Southwest. It's simply them saying, hey, we can't process y'all fast enough, all of you who've asked for the exemption, so you can keep working until we get to your application.
Which is okay.
We'll see what happens. We'll see if the union steps in. Because, again, so far, officially, the union hasn't taken any action on this yet, as I understand it. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones if you want to join us here. You can talk about some of the good news from some of these companies, and the In-N-Out Burger story is way better than the Southwest.
It is significantly better.
We'll talk about that. Plus, walkouts are happening at hospitals. Aria, you've got that story coming up here. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Nikki,
and Aria.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our website, including the ability to watch the show on our Odyssey channel. You can go to video.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to our channel. And that is where you can see the brutal challenge from last night that we did as a exclusive internet-only show. It was Freer Talk Live, as we like to call it, which we haven't done in months. And so it was a special occasion where Aria, you and Conan, our usual Tuesday night co-hosts, decided to torture yourselves by eating Carolina Reaper peppers.
Yes, it was. I'm still feeling the effects today. I am not 100%. It probably also has to do with the fact that I haven't eaten today, but it's hard to eat when you ate a Carolina Reaper like 24 hours ago.
It ripped you up. And Conan got, and I use the term brutal to describe what happened to Conan, because it was pretty hard watching that.
It was, but it's also
it's
funny.
It's also funny.
Yeah, it's like you feel, it's like funny, but you like feel really bad laughing.
Because he did it to himself.
I feel bad because I knew it was coming for me, but I did still feel bad for laughing. Yeah.
Check it out over at video.freetalklive.com, and we've got a bunch of archives of all of our shows that go back for, I don't know how many years there, but it's all free, so video.freetalklive.com, and you can watch us streaming live on Odyssey as well, so if you're listening, you know, you're available between 7 and 10 o'clock at night Eastern Time, you can just tune us in over at video.freetalklive.com on Odyssey, which is, by the way, backed by the Library Protocol. LBRY.com is their website, and it's an amazing protocol that is uncensorable. If you want to not be stopped as far as the video content and other content, you can just put up MP3s on there, too. It's It's just sort of content agnostic, actually. It's just a media sharing protocol that is decentralized, blockchain-based, and uncensorable. So check that out. It's called Library, LBRY.com. And again, you can subscribe to our Odyssey channel, which is essentially on the Library protocol, over at video.freetalklive.com. So here's the good news from In-N-Out Burger in San Francisco. San Francisco, as you guys probably have heard, is one of the most vaccinated, mandated cities on the planet.
I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised to hear it.
You can't even go in a restaurant. It's like New York City. You cannot go into a restaurant if you don't provide proof of vaccination.
And ID.
Yeah. Wow.
Every single time, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Stupid.
I'm surprised if it doesn't go further. I don't know the specifics, but I knew it was restaurants, but it's probably the gym, the doctor's office, the grocery store probably.
I don't know if they're requiring it at grocery stores, but San Francisco is, I believe, one of the most restrictive as far as places that must accept these things. So there's a handful of cities out there. New York City, Los Angeles, San Francisco are the first three, basically, to go down this road. And San Francisco, during the initial lockdowns, was one of the most locked down, if not the most locked down city in all of the United States. They basically have never given up. Like, the lockdown essentially hasn't ended in San Francisco to some extent. I mean, now you can go out, quote-unquote, as long as you've, got your
show
vaccine
your papers.
And show your papers. So it's crazy in San Francisco. But In-N-Out Burger is making a stand. According to TheHighWire.com, their chief legal and business officer, Arnie Wensinger, is set to release a statement after the San Francisco Department of Health closed one of the top California burger restaurant's locations. Quote, "Today the San Francisco Department of Health closed our restaurant," he wrote. According to his statement, employees were allegedly, quote, "not preventing the entry of customers who are not carrying proper vaccination documentation," unquote. Beyond the famous California institution's location, properly and clearly posting signage.
You don't pay your average fast food worker enough to be a law enforcement agent.
And that's the point he is about to make here in this statement. So they posted signage to communicate local vaccination requirements. The SFDH, which is the San Francisco Department of Health, has attempted to require In-N-Out Burger employees to act as health police and enforcement personnel for the city. The chief legal officer for In-N-Out explains, quote, "After closing our restaurant, local regulators informed us that our restaurant associates must actively intervene by demanding proof of vaccination and photo identification from every customer, barring entry for any customers without proper documentation."
Security guards.
That's right.
And not only do these people not get paid enough to act as security guards, but now In-N-Out Burger has to hire extra staff, which I'm sure they're short-staffed like every single other place in the U.S. right now. So they probably don't even have enough employees to enforce this.
Right. Remember last year when some people were getting into fights at, the Walmart front
doors? Yeah, the last thing any company wants is their employees intervening in something.
And then, having some angry customer push them out of the way or attack them or something like that. Like you said, you're not a trained security guard. You're a burger flipper.
Yeah.
You're running a cash register. You're mixing, Slurpees or whatever, right? Like, this isn't a high-skill profession. You didn't get the job because you know how to check IDs and verify whether or not the ID is legit, or you know what to look at vaccination paperwork, or you want to in the first place. It's ridiculous.
Confronting people is dangerous.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, that's why
especially hungry people.
I know, right?
Walmart employees are told stuff like, "Look, if you see someone stealing, don't stop them. Just, I don't know what they're told to do instead, but they're told specifically not to intervene."
You can call the loss control department usually. There's a particular department at a grocery or at a department store like that deals with that, and then they'll call the cops.
And that's because, intervening in that sort of thing is dangerous.
Yeah. But some 16-year-old kid from San Francisco that works at In-N-Out Burger needs to demand vaccination papers from people.
Right. And, when you get into the convenience store business. So we've got some friends that work in the convenience store business. There's the Mighty Moose Mart, which is near where you live, Aria, they got into the business knowing they were going to have to ask for ID if they wanted to sell tobacco and alcohol, which, of course, if you're running a convenience store, you better, because that's why a lot of people are coming in there. But that means that you're going to be dealing with sting operations. You're going to be dealing with government agents who are trying to send underage people in there. They recruit at the high schools here. They actually go into
That's
the high
disgusting.
Schools.
Disgusting.
Yeah, it is absolutely sick. And they try to get these high schoolers to work with the cops to go in and try to make buys at places like this.
What did the students get out of it?
They get paid.
Okay.
Yeah. I suspect it's not that much, but they get paid.
Yeah, but for a high schooler, like $50 is a lot of
That's
money.
That's probably what they get. So, you know, when you get into that business, you know, all right, you got to take a class. You got to go and learn about what to look for on the ID. And, you know, you got to have a little chart next to you that says what day is the person 21. If they're there's a lot of things that people do, you know, to prepare for that. If you're just running a fast food restaurant with no alcohol, which most of them don't have alcohol, you didn't have – this wasn't part of your business plan, was to have a whole staff of people trained on how to ID people. And how to, you know, do this vaccination stuff. So
you should never have to present your identification in order to get a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I'm just going to take that position.
It's really sad that that needed to be said.
Yeah. That's actually what's happening here. And to this guy's credit, the In-N-Out guy, he says, we refuse to become the vaccination police for any government. It is unreasonable, invasive, and unsafe to force our restaurant associates to segregate customers, he said. I mean, you want to talk about nailing it in one sentence right there? Kudos to this guy. If there was an In-N-Out burger, I would be going and shopping there because of this. But unfortunately, I'm pretty sure it's a West Coast only thing, right?
I think so.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. In late August, San Francisco became one of the first major U.S. cities to require full proof of full COVID-19 vaccination to enter indoor restaurants.
What does that mean
bars,
in San Francisco? Is that two shots
or three
shots?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's probably two.
If it's not three yet, it will be.
Yeah, eventually it will be. I don't think that's actually been rolled out yet.
It'll be whenever the federal government says booster shots are now a thing, that's when it'll become a requirement.
Okay, so when Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson told the government, hey, look, we're not making much money
They're
anymore.
Telling them that.
They are.
Oh, yeah. They're all pushing for it. Even Johnson & Johnson, which was originally marketed as the one shot. Now Johnson & Johnson's like, hey, we want to get on in this booster thing, too. Like, we didn't really mean
money.
Yeah, we didn't really mean that whole one shot thing. Hey, the boosters will help. So it's ridiculous.
I mean, and it's ridiculous how people aren't seeing this. Like, I have people I work with who are like, they were talking about cancer treatments and COVID treatments, and this guy said, well, you can't make money off of COVID, but you can make money off of cancer treatments. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Pfizer, Moderna,
they're
Johnson
&
Johnson, they're making record profits.
Yeah, billions upon billions, hundreds of billions probably at this point. So here you go, Nikki. You were wondering where you're prohibited to go if you're not vaccinated in San Francisco. Restaurants, bars, gyms, theaters, and other entertainment venues. Basically anything you want to go out and do.
So just don't live in San Francisco or New York City,
terrible
honestly.
Plan. Yeah, there's more coming up here. You can join us. Hour number three is on the way. We'll talk about some of the walkouts, the hospitals.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here. I'm going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.